Friday, April 30th, 2021, 6:29 a.m. I'm not painting today. Let me get untangled here. got up a little late, stayed up a little late, got up a little late. But I've been looking at my painting for the past 10, 15 minutes or so. And it's light outside, and it's a water day. So, and I also want to plant some seeds, some bitter melon seeds, in my raised garden part of my garden. I'm also planning on expanding that. I have lots of space that isn't being used in my backyard, and I might as well go ahead and make some raised beds there. Let's see what else. Yeah, I guess I also want to, I got some pumpkin seeds, and I like growing pumpkins because the wife likes them in the fall, and I kind of like to see them grow. They're fun, and we don't really eat them. The wife likes to feed them to the squirrels, the seeds anyway, and they seem to really like it. But today, I want to get my walk going earlier than I did yesterday. So we'll see what happens. What else we got going today? Not much. Tomorrow's May Day then, huh? Because April 30th is the last day. Wow, month of May. Month of May is going to squeeze right through. Always seems to just zip right through, and I always wonder what the heck happened. See, in May, I got a doctor's appointment coming up. I got to get injection in my eye on the 17th. There's something else. Oh, my birthday is coming up in the middle of the month. Let's see. So I wanna do a little traveling this month because I like traveling in the springtime and looking at the valley and seeing everything that's kind of green right now, starting to turn brown or golden. Yeah, that's a better term, I guess. Drying out of the native species plants, which is a cycle that we have here. So I guess it's going to be a drought year. That's what they're talking about, water rationing and everything. So it'll give me opportunity to plan my yard some more. I want to make it a less water yard as compared to everybody else's yard in this whole neighborhood where it's all green. We've got the hidden tax, Gavin Newsom's hidden tax of these water districts can't have the people reduce their usage of water by a certain percentage, he's going to fine them, which in turn they're going to turn around and increase our rates, which is really a hidden tax because people are just going to use water the way they use it. And he knows that, and I haven't seen any water conservation literature or emails or anything coming from my water district. So they're resigned to saying, oh, well, we know we're not going to do it, so why spend the money on it? People aren't not going to change their ways. We'll just have to just raise the rates when they get fined because of Gavin Newsom. Another reason to vote him out. He's just a bad person. If you want to raise taxes, just have the balls to raise taxes, you know? So we know where it's coming from instead of this hidden tax stuff. Yeah, so it went right into politics. Yeah, I don't really care. Like I said, I don't really care for politicians, any politicians. And I know there's a lot of people out there that hate it when I say it, but hey, Trump really wasn't a politician. And as a matter of fact, there were so many politicians that were against him because he was going to go against the status quo. He was going to stop spending in Washington, D.C., because that money, like I said, goes to the good buddies or good family of the politicians, and they get enriched themselves by spending that money. And Kamala Harris, our vice president, had a Zoom meeting with the president of Guatemala, and looking for a way to keep the Guatemalans in Guatemala. And he said that the U.S. does send money to Guatemala. It ends up in the hands of non-government organizations, whatever that is. Not non-profits, but non-government organizations, which I would think that that is code for good buddies of politicians who have connections that are able to set up these non-government organizations within a government, within a country, and accept the money. Okay, and he said the president of Guatemala says, okay, it was fine that they sent all this money to these non-government organizations to help Guatemala over the past years, you know, because this has been happening not since Donald Trump, not since Barack Obama, not since George Bush, but, you know, as far back as we can tell, to the first Bush through Clinton. And the president of Guatemala said that, okay, the money goes to these NGOs, non-government organizations, and some of them have promised to build hospitals, in which they started but never finished. Some of them promised to build these roads that never got done. Okay, so if that's the case, what happened to all the money? You know, why didn't they finish these things? Why did they run out of money? Why did they run out of the will to do these things? You know, if these non-government organizations are there to help the people, they certainly wouldn't lose the will. They probably lost the money. Okay? So, and you know how that happens. They contract somebody, a good buddy of somebody, or a good cousin of somebody. And the contract, we're going to do this. We're going to pay these people this. And, we're going to take some of this money, saying that we paid for this and bought this, but we really didn't. Okay, there's no way to tell how much gravel was actually put in the ground. You know, how much labor was used to actually build this road instead of helping me build my pool in my backyard or whatever. That kind of stuff. But besides the money that's siphoned off. So it's just, and you see it happen. You see it happen all over the place. I was my eyes were opened when I was in AT&T, and I was, like I said, I ended up as a cable splicer on the buried crew, and I ended up in this one construction yard for AT&T, and they mainly handled the buried side of placing the telephone facilities. So they bought all this conduit for pulling the underground and buried facilities into the housing structures or whatever. And lo and behold, a lot of guys got their sprinklers set up for their lawns using some of that conduit. Supposedly, I did not witness this, but that's what I was told. Okay. And they would have like trenching machines that some, and I did not witness this, but this is what I was told, that some managers would use the trenching machines to dig trenches in their property that they had to run whatever, water lines or whatever. I mean, I'm talking big machinery, not these little push by yourself machinery. The ones that you had a big diesel engine that, you know, that dug a big trench. Supposedly, one guy broke his arm operating one of those machineries at his home, and somebody confirmed that yeah, there was this one trenching machine that if you weren't careful, it had this lever that would pop back really violently, and if you weren't aware of it, and apparently this guy wasn't aware of it, it popped back violently at one point and broke his arm. And that was the story. Again, I did not witness this. And let's see what else. Oh yeah, so they also had like a backhoe. A backhoe is this big tractor-like machine that had a scooping loader in the front and a digging scoop in the back. Kind of looks like a giant scorpion walking around out in the field. Well, supposedly after 1 week in the We showed up at work, and supposedly that had come up missing and never got returned. So somebody ended up with a backhoe somewhere. Anyway, so if you wonder how money gets lost, that's how money gets lost, And I'm sure it got reported, that missing backhoe got reported to somebody, but I don't recall anybody getting fired or disciplined for stealing it. So I guess they didn't catch anybody, because the company does have an investigative group called the Chief Special Agents of the phone company that actually are pretty zealous about making sure things don't get stolen or cheat or that somebody cheats the company or whatever. And they will actually, make an honest to goodness effort to get these things resolved. And but that well, that incident never got resolved. Okay, let's see. So yeah, it's easy to lose money when you send it somewhere and you're not the one following where that money goes or how it gets spent. So if you really want to continue sending your money to Washington, D.C., just to have it get end up in somebody else's pocket, hey, have at it then, But I don't really care for that. I think that's a big mistake for any of us to allow to happen. So, I guess that's enough political and bullshit talk for now. And so everybody have a good weekend. Maybe I'll see you next month.